Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing. You know, I really do want you involved. I do want you engaged. I do want you doing, as I lovingly say, you know, something more than nothing. And that really is the only way to get things done around here. No kidding. Now, you guys have been hearing this, I know, ad nauseum, but we got to keep talking about it. This is great. So the scaredy cat that's SCOTUS today again denied looking at, I don't remember what state it was off the top of my head, but they would not look at the fraud that took place, the fact that the mail-in ballots were allowed to come in 3 days later. They got a three-day extension to come in. You couldn't check them to begin with. It's just wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. But we are getting some legislative release. A little late. I got that. But we're getting something. Arizona lawmakers now are pushing and setting up for an audit of the 2020 election, which may just, you know, again, I realize it's late. At this point, I'll take what we can get. They're going to go through all the ballots in the state's largest county. And frankly, for months, the county officials were blocked. Now, why would you block them from doing that? I mean, if everything was on the up and up, this is what I know some of you don't agree with me, but I always said the same thing. What would be the issue with a national ID card that could be used for voting and other things? If you're not doing anything wrong, what are you afraid of? You get a driver's license, don't you? No, seriously, you get a driver's license. Some of you, when you go buy your guns, you get license, fingerprinted, and everything else then. There are so many things they've already got your information on. You're not helping them at all for all intents and purposes. No, I realize they're not doing it for the good of the public. I get that. They want to be able to track you, but they can do that already. It's taken a Senate 2.5 months to win in court and uphold our right to issue subpoenas for election materials. That's according to the Senate President Karen Fan. Another six weeks of researching to select the audit team to perform the full audit. Arizona's Republican-controlled Senate has had subpoenas to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors pending since December 15th, but they refuse to do anything. Well, again, I say, what are you people out there afraid of? Well, why do you when Donald Trump refused to give in on many issues, right, what did you do? You accused him of hiding something, of being a thug, of being part of the mafia, whatever. But when your people doing it, they're doing it in such an upright manner. They're doing it to protect the security of the vote. Bull puckies. The judge upheld the chamber's right to issue subpoenas, paving the way for the detailed review of the county's ballots. Right? It's going to include testing the machines.
Ooh, no.
They're going to scan ballots, do full hand counts. They're going to bring in other IT officials to check for IT breaches. And the Republicans in the state are looking at the final details on how to conduct the audit. Now, they're worried, or they're making sure, that the Maricopa County election officials aren't trying to sabotage their effort. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, they refuse to allow them to perform the audit at their facilities. They've gone so far as they're refusing to even answer simple questions such as, how are your ballots sequestered? Now, the lawmakers are able to secure a 20,000-plus square foot facility known as the Coliseum to perform the audit. They'll have 24-hour physical and live stream security at the site. The Arizona Senate, look, that's great. See, what was so hard about this to begin with? Why couldn't they do this before? Why couldn't they do this when the election was actually taking place? What were they afraid of? Right? We've never accused anyone of fraud or misconduct, whether it be hardware, software, actions, personnel. We hope there is no intentional illegal tampering, but if found, we will turn the information over to state and federal attorneys. Yeah, the federal attorneys aren't going to do anything. Sorry, guys. Not that I don't trust you, but I don't trust your boss. Fantastic affidavit signed by the Arizona residents since the election hinted some problems in large amounts of mail-in ballots. So they got an affidavit signed by people pointing out, looking at, and even claiming they may have done the fraud themselves. But Maricopa County spokesman Fields Mosley said the county's not resisted the audit, arguing that officials in the county were only attempting to seek clarity on the details. Yeah, okay, whatever. Mosley pointed to a letter from the county to the Senate audit liaison. He noted that the county had sent hundreds of thousands of pages of subpoena documents and had not sent voted ballots, tabulators, or anything else they asked for. This is a game that they play all the time. You ask for something. I know I'm not in the legislative branch. Apparently, I'm on a school board. But I've seen when things are asked for or other agencies ask for information or ask you for information. Now, it is definitely a wordsmithing game. Hey, Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Come on. If you've been listening for any length of time, guess who joins me next? That's right. She'll be here. I'm not telling you until she gets here. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5568. Let's just get to it, okay? Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every Monday to kind of kick the week off, get us rolling in the right direction. Kimberly, are we ready to go? I mean, your favorite person has spoken up over the weekend.
Oh, please. Ready to go.
So, do you remember when Donald Trump was impeached for telling people to go on up to the Capitol building and have their voices be heard? Remember that?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Maxine Waters, what did she say? Go out there and confront them. I mean, don't.
Yep.
Right? Fight. Fight for what your rights are and confront them. And Pelosi said, well, she's right.
It's not the first time she's done that, incited violence against people, and it won't be the last time she does it. She needs to be fired. She needs to be removed from Congress.
Oh,
period.
Yeah. She is.
She never will be.
No.
You know? She's a multimillionaire. She's a multimillionaire hack who's been in there for years while her district suffers and is filled with nothing but gangs and violence.
listen, they love her. She has an 80% approval rating in her district, 78 to 80% approval rating in her district.
Yeah, because her constituents are morons.
You have to look at what she's doing and go, my God, what is it that you like about her? What is she doing that you like so much?
Their lives are no better off. Their lives are worse.
Yep.
Since she's been in office all those years, but she's a multimillionaire.
But if you just get the government, you can do the same thing. What's wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. If you get elected to Congress, you can eventually become a millionaire.
It's amazing. You know, my buddy said it to me today. He says, look, they're all ancient. Everybody up there is ancient, especially on the Dem side. Get rid of them. Move them along. Not the AOCs, obviously, but bring in the younger blood. You know what I'm saying?
The younger blood's almost just worse.
Yeah. Well, there's got to be a couple.
If anybody on the left is worse, you don't want anybody on the left, period. Just period.
We got some whacks, too. Let's just be honest about it.
I know. I was just going to say, and there's a lot that you don't even want on the right. I mean, just get rid of all of them, for Christ's sakes. Let's start over and get people who actually, you know, can stand up for what the founding fathers actually envisioned. Freedom and liberty.
Oh, my God. Don't be swearing on my show. Freedom and liberty. Okay. Well, you know, I was encouraged to see, I was doing a story before you came on, out of Denver, that the, it's on the Denver Gazette, that the Arizona lawmakers, they're there. They're set to audit the 2020 election. They finally got a judge to engage. They have been asking for this information since the second week of December, and the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors wouldn't give them any.
Why? That just makes you suspect right there.
Bingo. That's what I said. So what do you got to hide? What's the problem?
Right.
You know, they won't even answer simple questions like how are the ballots being sequestered? They won't answer the question.
Wow.
So, you know, judge finally, and again, to your point, what are you afraid of? If you got the truth on your side, if you've done the right thing, what's the problem?
Right, exactly.
I never got any of that. To me, that was all.
They don't have the truth on their side, and they know it.
Yeah. No, totally agree with you. And back to Maxine for a second. You know, her urging the Minnesota protesters to stay on the street if the cop is acquitted. Now think about that. So she's not saying if justice isn't served. You know, it's like if you feel like something.
It doesn't matter. Do you realize no matter what happens, they're going to riot?
Well, short of a death.
There's a church burning right down the street right now. Who knows why? Why? But they don't know why yet.
Oh, yeah. Of course, they don't know why. No, no. Not a hint. Not a clue, right?
No, they've just been saying burn it down.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You know, she says, I'm gonna fight with all of you people who stand for justice. And we've got to get justice in this country. We cannot allow these killings to continue, which I thought was quite interesting. How are they getting away with putting these numbers out there that aren't true? Look, in 2021, to this point, right? Oh, I'm sorry, that's not true. To last Friday, fatal police shootings in this country, black people, 52 black people were shot, 3 of them were unarmed. White people, 109 of them were shot, 5 were unarmed. I mean, when did we start
facts
our riots?
Facts don't matter.
When did we start our riots? I mean, seriously.
Facts don't matter. They don't matter with the left, and they continue to lie and push a narrative that is false so they can continue with the derision, division, and hatred that they have been sowing in this country for years. For years, Joe.
Oh, I know.
Yes. This country is one of the ugliest places I've ever seen in a very long time, and it's because the left is in charge. It's because the left spent the last 4 years making it worse. Instead of saying, hey, you know what, let's see what we agree on. Let's see what we can, you know, work with Trump on and negotiate on to try to get a little bit of what we want. They didn't do that.
Did you suggest that we could agree on something? I mean,
So, yeah, so there are some things we can agree on, like criminal justice reform. I totally agree that that needs to be reformed. Asset forfeiture reform, get rid of it. There's lots of things I think that some people on the left and the right, at least liberty right, can come together on and agree on. And they did that in some cases with Trump, but no one ever talked about it. No one, you know, criminal justice reform, there were Democrats who supported that.
Yeah.
No one ever talked about it. The media never talked about it. They didn't want to talk about any of that.
Nope.
They didn't want to talk about any things that the left actually agreed with Trump. I mean, literally, Joe, they spent 4 years lying about Trump, bashing him, screaming, yelling. Everybody that was a supporter was a white supremacist, a racist, KKK, blah, blah, blah. When that's all the stuff they've been doing for years, those are the actual beliefs of those people. They've been doing it for years, and none of it was true. We know they lied.
No, you're finding out as the day. So I keep telling people, we're finding out as the days go on that the lies.
Even more lies.
And
the media is the biggest. The media should be put on trial. Corporate media should be put on trial for what they've done to this country.
Oh, I'm going to do a piece on that later on corporate media and COVID and how, you know, if you think about it, what they've spewed, what they've talked about, and now, for all intents and purposes, what they're admitting were lies.
Yep.
You know?
And they're not even admitting they're getting caught.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not that they're admitting it.
And even then, they're not even, like, jumping up and going, yeah, okay, you caught us. They're not even doing that.
So, this is an interesting thing that happened over the weekend. We'll talk about it on the flip side.
Well, thank you for doing that for me. Now I don't have to do my job. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side. We'll be back with Kimberly Moran in just a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Jurors have begun deliberations in the Derek Chauvin trial, with the former officer charged with murder in the death of George Floyd. Closing statements wrapped up late Monday afternoon as the prosecution and defense made their final arguments. The jury has been sequestered for their deliberations. Chauvin is charged with second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. If convicted of the most serious charge, the second-degree murder, The former police officer faces up to 40 years in prison. Ahead of a verdict in the trial, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has requested additional law enforcement assistance from other states as he prepares for possible unrest. In a statement, Walz said that he had requested the help from Ohio and Nebraska to support efforts to preserve the First Amendment right of peaceful protests while protecting public safety. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has taken the step of activating the Illinois National Guard ahead of possible protests. The governor's office says that Guard members will be positioned in Chicago beginning on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Thank you, Cheryl. I was in your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
I kissed her.
855 Real Joe, 855 732 5560. Get involved, get engaged, do something more. And my favorite one lately is do something more than nothing. You know what I'm saying? Get something accomplished. All right, before I bring on Kimberly, you gotta hear this. And I say that because you just got to hear this. Take a listen.
Reform. And so, yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this, we've got to stay in the street, and we've got to demand justice.
As a black man, despite all of the efforts, I feel like nothing changes. And George Floyd is waking so many people up. What needs to happen that's different this year than all the years before?
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict, and we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we got...
Did she just interfere with the justice system? Kimberly, what do you think?
Well, the judge of the case thinks so, presiding over the case thinks so. So, yeah, I think she did. I was saying this earlier to my husband. I'm like, you know, I can't imagine being a member of that jury and seeing all the stuff going on and not being terrified, because given how horrifying our press is, how horrifying our government is, it's hard to imagine that somebody leaking out the names of the jury, because there's so many people that are such scumbags.
And yet, you're ready for this?
That's terrifying.
It is. But this shows you how hard it is to take these people and being honest, okay? And to show you how disingenuous they are, this weekend in Chicago, 26 shooting victims, including 5 dead. A young girl was shot in a McDonald's drive-thru. I mean, a little girl was shot. 7 years
no
old.
No one okay? cares. They're black.
Where is that? Where is BLM?
They're happening in any inner-city neighborhood. Yeah, they don't care. You know they don't care.
No, I don't.
Do you think?
They don't care.
Wait, you're exactly right. Do you think Maxine Waters cares that there's extremely high crime in her district, which she doesn't even actually live in, by the way? She lives in a multi-million dollar mansion outside of it. Do you think she cares about all the black and brown children that were killed last night or last week in her district? No, she doesn't.
Not a one.
She doesn't give a rat's ass, and neither does any Democrat in this country. Not one. And they never have. Nope. And then they never will. They sowed this. They did this to the black community. Mind you, people make choices in life. Yep. But they did this. They made it so this would happen. Thanks, LBJ. And they keep just perpetuating the fraud.
Yep.
I can't even imagine,
No, what I find amazing mostly is how easy this has been sold. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me nuts. And I'm sorry, and some people get mad when I say it. I have sane Democrat friends. I have friends that are Democrats only because grandma was Democrat. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe you.
Republican, 9.5 out of 10 times. But my point is, you say to them, where are these people? Where's Waters? Where's Sharpton? Right? Where are all these people that are fighting? Where's, what's her face? Kamala. What's her, Kamala? Where is she?
Cackling Kamala?
She's coming in New Hampshire. Or in Chicago. What are they waiting
she's
for?
She's coming to, no, you know what she's doing? She's out pimping Biden's stupid anti-American Kill Jobs Act.
Considering what she's done in the past, could you really call her a pimp?
Yeah. No, Joe. Joe.
What?
So her VP account on Twitter today posted her getting onto a plane and go to some state to pimp his plan. And I said, how about you go to the border and do something useful? But then I realized after I tweeted that the caption above the plane was wheels up. So, I had to go there.
Yeah.
Heels up. Now tweeting wheels up. Priceless.
I would have probably placed a white rag over something.
This administration is the biggest freaking clown show in modern history. Oh, the Obama administration was bad. This one, holy crap. I never thought I would see an administration this bad.
Yes. Somebody turned on the gas valve and they broke it. I mean, seriously, this is what these people are doing.
You got that idiot Pete Buttigieg, saying that crossing streets is racist.
What?
We have to build infrastructure because when you cross a street, sometimes it's racist. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
I did
not
some
kidding.
Crazy ones last week. There's a school being renamed, or the mat. I don't know how is a tree a mascot? Whatever, but the tree is a mascot.
Oh, the evergreen. Yes, didn't we talk about this?
Oh,
evergreens have weak branches. They wouldn't have never used that. It's so stupid.
No, but trees are the symbol of lynching and therefore are racist. We're gonna blow up the forest. What are we gonna do? How do we make it right? Wouldn't you love to have wouldn't you or I love to have one of those lunatics on the show with us? We'd have him crying in a relatively short period of time, don't you agree?
Oh my God, it would be so much fun. It really would. Hey, you know, if this country is so racist and hateful, and they're still so mad at all the people that live now who had nothing to do with slavery, we could always buy tickets to have people go back to their homeland.
Yeah, I mean, what?
I mean, really? Why are you here? If this is such a racist and hateful country, why the hell are you still here?
Yeah, why do you come?
Why don't you go back to the country where your ancestors came from, and you're still so mad that they were actual, some of them, a very small percentage, were slaves?
You know what they would find out, though? Seriously, if you think about it, if they actually did the history, they would probably find out that if they were descendants of slaves, those slaves, in most cases, were sold by black kings in Africa.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they were either, a lot of them were kidnapped. And see, that's the part of the truth about history they don't bother telling anybody.
No, you couldn't tell all that history. Are you serious? You know, really, I mean, I've got one guest that comes on the show every week, and he pounds on me for saying, will you stop saying there isn't systemic racism? Because there is. The problem is, it's been instituted by the Democrats, not the Republicans.
Yeah. You know? Oh, my God. You're not even funny. I just had this conversation today. The governor of New Hampshire, mind you, he's a half-wit, but sometimes he says good things. He said they wanted to do some legislation. He's like, there is not systemic racism in New Hampshire. And he's right. So then this left-wing loon goes off saying, what about this, and this? And so I just had to nail her back on it. And I'm like, are you really kidding me right now? I said, you know what? You guys just reminded me. Democrats are the ones that perpetuate systemic racism because they don't want school choice, because they think minorities are too stupid to get ID, and because they want to pass minimum wage laws, which are some of the most racist laws on the book, always have been, and still hurt young black men today. Yep, there's your systemic racism.
Wait a minute. What about you? This is a story I did last week about mathematical racism, right? So mathematics.
Oh yeah,
is
I know math is racist now, right?
Because it requires a definite answer. And I'm thinking, are you suggesting that black people can't figure out what that answer is?
Yes, they do this to black people, women, gay people. They do this to all their little victim groups, Joe. Yeah. They make it, well, this is what they, women have to have special things because they can't get jobs on their own. No, you just step the hell back. Oh, we have to do all this stuff for women in STEM because they can't do it on their own. Wait. I've been in STEM my whole career. Step back.
What about dumbing down the exam in the military because women can't handle the regular exam? What does that say?
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about that on the inside the break. Don't see your host, Mr. Roseide. Don't go far.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back. This is a real time GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. You know, I just really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, kind of help her kick off the week, get a grasp on, or just make our heart rate just go crazy. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I'm all over the place. There's so much news to talk about. So many things. You know, what came in under the radar over the weekend? The Capitol Police officer, Sicknick, came through that he died of natural causes for all intents. Although, I don't know if you can call a stroke a natural cause, but I know what you mean.
But it was he had issues, apparently, that actually led to that because he was fine the night of the riot, it was a lie that he was murdered. It was a lie that he was hit with a fire extinguisher. It was a lie that he was...
Now, wait a minute. I have to call you out. You know, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG all said he was hit by a fire extinguisher. They couldn't all be lying, could they?
They're all a bunch of turnips. Yeah, they're lying. They are. I'm telling you right now, if we ever have a just society in the future, they need to be put up on charges for what they have done to this country. Anyone, all of them in the corporate media,
Kimberly,
all of them.
Do you think that there's
so much evidence on some of these guys doing so much wrong that they just go along.
What do you mean? On the media?
Like, yeah, just not just the media. Yeah, but we're talking about the media, yes. I mean, there's people in the media that got, you know, stuff against them as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They know full well they're lying. They intentionally lie because they have figured they stop being journal. I mean, they're not journalists. They haven't been journalists in decades.
Yeah.
They know they're lying. It's all exactly. It's propaganda, and they're just pushing a narrative that they choose, which is obviously leftism, Marxism, because they hate America, and they think. If Marxism ever came true, came to be in this country, they think they're going to be the elites who sit up with all the wealthy and not the little proles that are down begging for food and begging for scraps.
Good luck with that.
That's what they think. Nobody pays attention to what happened in Cuba a gazillion years ago.
No.
And I'm sure the same exact thing happened in Venezuela, too.
Wasn't it funny how... When Trump, they accused Trump of being with Putin and being in his pocket and being his best buddy, and look what the Russians did to their people, and yet totally forgot about Obama doing the wave at the baseball game with the Raul Castro. You know, one of the most.
That's because Democrats love Cuba, communism, and Castro.
Oh yeah, no question about it. Not at this
love him. Oh, and they think Che Guevara is a hero. A racist murderer of pregnant women. He's a hero. Idiots.
It's scary. They're a scary group of people.
Some of them are just willfully ignorant and just plain old morons. I don't care how many alphabet letters they have after their name. But the ones who are pushing the buttons and pulling the little strings, they know full well what will happen and what they're trying to do. They're not stupid. They're not the stupid ones. They just have the useful idiots doing their bidding, which is most of Congress.
When you think of the team at the top that has the power buttons, Schumer, Pelosi, Waters, Nadler. I mean, these are some swaller. You know, these are some real sick individuals that have enough power to cause problems. And go ahead.
I got to be honest, Joe. It's not even those idiots I'm worried about. They are literally just useful idiots. It's the people that we don't see behind the curtain that I'm more concerned about.
Right.
The leftist billionaires and millionaires who are really running the show.
Those are the scary people. I am with you, but I'm telling you, the general rank and file, the Democrat Party.
Oh, yeah, the rank, yeah.
They look at Pelosi and those people as the gods of Mount Olympus. That's what
And those people are terrifying.
Right? Terrifying.
Yeah, excuse me. Sorry, those people are terrifying because they're not only idiots, but they're evil.
Yeah.
They're evil people.
Yep.
Like, they hate America. I mean, why? I guess I understand why. If you're a leftist, you want to get into Congress so you can fundamentally try to change it. But...
it's the power. Look at it. I was talking to somebody about that today who kept asking me, well, what's the end game? I don't understand what the end game is.
It's power.
The end game is nothing but power.
Right.
You know? Well,
power over
eventually.
The people. So it's all, everything's, it's been asked backwards for a long time, right?
Right.
They're supposed to work for us. We, the people, are supposed to have the power. They're supposed to do our bidding. It flipped on its head a while back, years ago. Long before we were around.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a link to it. Taking this constitutional coach thing, it's been an eye-opener from a lot of ways, because you get to see some of the paperwork, or some of the documentation, not paperwork, where the founding fathers were even arguing with each other, privately, if you would, through their letters, about where this needed to be, who needed to have the power.
Yep.
You know, and the arguments, right? You know, again, you look at George Washington, you know, there was discussion that we were going to have a king. We were going to appoint a king kind of thing, and George was going to be it. And a lot of them said, no, this is not the way that we just ran away from this guy. What are we going to do this again?
Right.
So when you look at some of the letters that were writing back and forth, this this would break their hearts. They would be standing around, you know, slapping.
Oh, they've been rolling over. They would have already been shooting.
Yep.
This would not have happened. Look what happened when the British were trying to take their guns. They started by trying to stop the sale of gunpowder. Then they were coming for the gunpowder. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. And these dumb gun controllers don't seem to realize that.
Oh,
that was the straw that broke the camel's back. It was a bunch of things. That was the last one.
Well, I tell people all the time, if you look at the list of grievances, because what does everybody hang on? Everybody hangs on the fact that it was taxation without representation.
Oh, that was just one thing.
Yeah, I tell people that was like number 17 on the list. There was a whole list of grievances fighting and pushing back on.
Yep, but they knew, I mean, the founding fathers and the colonists back then, they knew if they weren't able to protect themselves in battle, they'd be done. They'd be just slaves. That would be it.
Think about something. First of all, the police department tells you they can't protect you. Let's start off there. I mean, the honest departments will say to you, we can't protect you. It takes us too long to get there. Not that they don't want to. And now you're seeing guys retire big numbers all across the place. And then what you have is, think of the irony behind the fact that they want your guns. They want to ban guns. They want to ban all kinds of guns. And yet they want to keep their guns. And I say, think about that.
Right. So their high-end security that they can afford would have firearms. And they basically want to get rid of local cops and have a national type of police force. I don't think so.
No.
I'm not. It's not happening.
Nope.
Come and take it.
All right. So in the last few minutes we have, and a lot of conversations I've been having with my friends, I am not wishing this on anybody. So anybody who wants to play that game, play it with yourself. But I think they want bloodshed. I think they want out-and-out civil war. And not an organized civil war like there was, but an out and out civil war between blacks and whites all across the country, and that way they will have or perceive themselves to have the power to start taking away guns, start taking away rights in the whole nine yards.
Yep.
You with me?
Yep. Absolutely. They've been ginning this up for 15 years. Joe, 15 years.
15? Yeah, maybe longer than that.
Well, longer than that. I remember watching video when Obama first got into office of Marxists trying to gin up black violence and hate. And these black people were like, what are you talking about? These are old white Marxists doing it. Revolution, man, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, you old white idiots trying to speak as if you understood. They've been doing this for a long time. They've been ginning it up. There's been a lot of stuff going on around the country that no one ever talks about since 2013, 2011.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with black youth beating up anybody who isn't black and straight, killing them sometimes just because of their skin color.
Sad.
They have been, yeah. No, I really think that they want really bad things to happen so that they can try to just control, put a lockdown on everybody even worse than they already have with COVID.
I have a suggestion that June is coming up. I think we have a full celebration of Juneteenth. But I think that we ought to really have floats that depict true history. Okay? I mean, seriously, we should have the KKK Brigade with the D on the front lapel with the year that they were founded and by who, right? Maybe Margaret Sanger, the Margaret Sanger Brigade. You know, I can get really gross on that, but I won't for the moment.
Yep.
And just say, you know, maybe they should have a saying there. Says, you know, we need to eradicate the undesirables.
And the lesser, yeah.
Go ahead and tell people where to find you.
Seriously, ConservativeIND on Twitter and GraniteRock.com.
Always a lot of fun, Kimberly. Joe Massey, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B diagnoses you in the next hour. We'll be right back.